In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, this second day of our girls' camp coincides with the vigil of Saint John the Baptist. Today I'll tell you about an Old Testament saint who was given grace to become a mother after many years of childless married life, just like mother of Saint John the Baptist, Saint Elizabeth. I hope you have seen the picture of the holy card of our camp. It shows you three persons: Anna, the good Catholic mother whom I'll speak about today, Anna's son Samuel, who grew up to be a great prophet and judge, and third, the high priest named Heli, to whom Anna is just bringing her son, so that Samuel can start serving God in the temple. I want to tell you how Anna is a great example of a Catholic mother, and how Heli, pious as he was not an example to follow for parents. This story happened many thousands of years ago. There lived a very virtuous man in Israel named Elkanah, and his wife was named Anna. As I told you yesterday, the principal aim of holy matrimony is to have children. Now, Anna was very sad because she had no children. Not having children was seen as a curse and mark of God's displeasure in ancient Israel. Therefore, full of grief and crying, Anna went to the temple to pray. And there she prayed God that if he would look favorably to her and would give her a son, she would dedicate this son to God's service for all the days of his life. Now, seeing this poor woman sobbing and pleading in the temple, of course, got Heli's attention. As the Bible says, Anna spake in her heart, and only her lips moved, and voice there was not heard at all. So Heli thought she was drunk, and reproached her as one of the daughters of Belial, that is, the devil. But when Anna explained that she was praying to God for a child, Heli gave her his blessing, and she was sad no more. And it did happen that Anna gave birth to a son, whom she named Samuel, which means asked of our Lord. And when Samuel had grown up a little, Anna returned with him to Heli, saying, I am that woman which stood before thee here praying our Lord. For this child did I pray, and our Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked him. Therefore I also have given him to our Lord all the days which he shall live, that he may be applied to our Lord. After this, Anna sung her beautiful canticle, part of which is printed in your holy card. Then she returned home and had three more sons and two daughters later on, and Samuel stayed in the temple. But while Samuel lived in the temple, all was not well there. Heli was himself a father who had two sons, Ophni and Phinehas. These two sons were very evil, so much so that the Bible calls them the sons of Belial. They had no fear of God because they robbed the gifts which the people carried to the temple. These gifts were meant for God, but Heli's sons took them for themselves by force. This made the people very angry, and they became unwilling to offer any sacrifices to God. Heli knew what wicked things his sons did in the temple, and said to them, Why do you these kind of things, which I hear, very naughty things of all the people? Do not so, my sons. But because he was old, Heli took no severe measures to punish them or prevent their evil deeds. Then one night God appeared to Samuel in his sleep, saying, I will raise up against Heli all things which I have spoken touching his house. I will begin and accomplish it, for I have foretold him that I would judge his house forever because of iniquity, for that he knew that his sons did wickedly and hath not corrected them. In the morning Heli asked the boy to tell him what God had said, but Samuel was afraid. Heli, however, insisted, and Samuel at length told the vision. Then Heli replied, It is our Lord. Let him do that which is good in his eyes. And very quickly the judgment of God fell on Heli and his sons. The enemies of the Israelites, called the Philistines, started war against Israel. The Israelites suffered a devastating defeat. The two evil sons of Heli were killed in that battle. The Philistines robbed the Ark of the Covenant from the temple and placed it in the temple of Dagon, their false god. Heli, who was now very old, feeble, and blind, heard that the Ark was taken and his sons were dead. And hearing this, he fell from his chair, the same chair where he had sat when he blessed the good mother of Samuel. He broke his neck and he died. There is also a sad postscript for this. Heli's daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was expecting a child and was near giving birth. When she heard the news that the Ark of God was taken and her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she was so much struck with grief that her labor started prematurely. She almost died, but her relatives managed to save her and the baby and told her she had given birth a son. But she gave no sign of happiness or joy and answered nothing. And she named her son Ichabod, which means there is no glory, and said, The glory is translated from Israel, for that the Ark of God was taken. Dear girls, I want you to take good notice why Anna is an exemplary Catholic mother. She was sad because she had no children, but she never wanted to have any children without a blessing from God. She did not say to God, If you give me 3 children, I will give you 2 of them, or if you give me 2 children, I will give you 1. No, instead she said, If you give me a child, I will dedicate him entirely to you. When she prayed in the temple with her lips moving, she was not even expecting a child yet, and already she promised him to God, talking about his upbringing and making a deal with God. What a great confidence and spirit of sacrifice on her part. She could not make an offering to God to grant her favor because she had nothing to offer. No, she had to pay the price of God's favor from what would be coming to her. Just as a young couple who wants to buy a house to themselves but have no money, they can loan money from the bank and pay it from their future earnings. Anna did this way too, or rather, she did much more. She did not take her son from God on credit, but on condition of returning him totally to God's service, so that it would be God who would be reaping the fruit from the future work of this child. Anna saw that a sufficient reward to herself would be to devote all the work to the kingdom of God. You see the similar spirit of sacrifice in a religious vocation of a child. Some weeks ago, you saw in this church the reception of habits of 2 young novices who joined to the Sisters of Our Lady of Reparation. Next week there will be an ordination of a new priest in our seminary. Even though the Church always gains enormously in every single religious vocation, for the mother, the religious vocation is always the personal loss of the child. When the mother watches the profession or the ordination ceremony, she realizes that this child of hers will never come back home. He might pop in for a few short visits, like Anna did bring her son some clothes to the temple, but besides that, he is gone permanently. But the best of the mothers are like Anna, who will pray that God's will should be done to this child and not hers. I want to also point out how Anna prayed God. When you say your rosary, children, remember to actually say it so that you move your lips. If you don't want to arouse attention to yourself by saying it aloud, remember at least to pray like Anna, who spake in her heart and only her lips moved, and voice there was not heard at all. As St. Louis de Montfort wrote about Hail Mary, "It is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold. We should often meditate upon it our hearts and have it ever upon our lips, so as to say it devoutly again and again." But any sorrow which a parent might go through because of the loss of a child to God's service, that can never be compared to the enormity of sorrow and pain which will result to these parents whose children grow up evil through their own fault. And this was the case in Heli. The sons of Heli were called to priesthood by their birthright. They grew up in the temple like Samuel did, and had the good example of their father in front of them ever since they were children. But the sons of Heli resisted God's grace and rejected their father's warnings. Their father, in turn, was too good-natured and weak toward them. He should have been strict with them when they were young, and to have punished them severely when they would not listen him. Instead, Heli said, "It is our Lord, let him do that which is good in his eyes." In other words, "It is not my problem, let God deal with them." Heli chose to wait that they would be more reasonable and improve as they grew older. Of course, quite the opposite happened. The evil sons grew up beyond control, became accustomed to evil, and no more consulted their father about anything. So you can see how immense sin it would be for a parent to let their children grow in giving resistance to God's grace and commands. Was Heli a bad father? No, he was not. He was a righteous man, eminent in 40 years of priesthood. But he was punished by God because he was indifferent to the sins which his children committed. Heli himself did not sin. He did not even approve the lifestyle of his sons. But he was punished because he did not have the zeal to demand them to obey God, and he loved his children more than he loved God. So in Heli you see very clearly, children, that God does not punish only those who spend their whole life doing evil and wicked things, but also those who omit to rebuke them for this kind of bad life. How different it was with Anna when she had once offered in the temple the son whom she had promised to God. She never took him back. She did not want a boy who would become God's specially anointed servant to grow up in the same house as she, who still hoped to give birth to more children. So as soon as Anna had given birth to Samuel, she went to present this fruit of her promise to God, like a mother who brings her baby to be baptized. She did not want to come to the temple empty-handed, but to pay God what she owed him, and then return home. And because she had given her firstborn to God, she was given 5 children more. Don't you marvel the happiness of this holy mother Anna? She is a true Catholic mother whose faith you should imitate. And unlike the evil sons of Heli, Samuel grew up strong in faith. He assembled the people after Heli died, reproached them for their sins, which what had been Heli's obligation he omitted, and said, "Prepare your hearts to our Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines." So the people fasted and prayed, and Samuel offered sacrifice, and as it says in the Bible, Samuel cried to our Lord for Israel, as his mother Anna had cried when praying for a child. And God took pity upon them because of the sacrifice of Samuel, and gave the Israelites a great victory over the Philistines. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life and built an altar to our Lord. That's why, girls, you need to be like Anna. Never imitate the evil sons of Heli, who enjoyed their brief time in the world or in sin, were killed by the enemy, and suffered everlasting punishment. Also, you can never be like Heli himself, lukewarm to God's commandments. You can never give only a part of yourself to God. You can never say, "Oh, I just show myself to Sunday Mass, get it over with, and rest of the week belongs to myself." No, you absolutely need to be like Anna was. And there's never any danger that you would suffer should you lose some things you like because you stay true to the Catholic faith. Do you remember on Easter Sunday, on Holy Saturday, the deacon lights the Paschal candle and sings a beautiful song named the Exultet. In that song he sings that the new Paschal fire, which, although divided into parts, suffers no loss from its light being borrowed, for it is nourished by the melting wax. That was Anna's faith and trust in God. She had to depart from her dear son, just like you need one day to depart from your parents, and later on, as a mother, from your children. But Anna suffered no loss from departure, because even more than she loved her child, she loved her heavenly Father. Anna's life, as well as the life of her son Samuel, was given from God, and it was nourished by faith to God. And so also to you, girls, as long as your life is nourished by the Catholic faith, no sacrifice is ever too great. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.